Athletes are arriving daily in Athens. Of course, some get far more attention than others. Today, the Olympic team from Iraq arrived at the athletes' village. There, they were met by reporters, photographers, and television crews crammed into a conference room. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
The director general of the Iraq Olympic Committee created quite a stir when he walked into the room, carved a path for the athletes and coaches behind him, and placed a pair of banners on a table, both with the size of handkerchiefs. One depicted an Iraqi flag, the other the new Iraqi Olympic flag. A horde of camera lenses jockeyed and focused on twin symbols of what boxer Najah Ali called normalcy for Iraq.
It's a big thing to fight to my country. I will fight very hard to my country. I want to get medals, but the big things, our present Iraq now, we want to prove to the, all of the world there is a normal life in Iraq. We want every one of them, he wants to prove something to all of the world that Iraq is here, Iraq is back.
With 48 athletes, coaches, and officials, it's the largest Iraqi Olympic delegation since 1988, and the first in a long time to compete without the threat of torture, according to Tiras Odisho Anwaya, the director general of the Iraqi Olympic Committee.
They are playing without any fear. You know, before, if you make a mistake or if you lose, you get punished. And now a player can make decision, he can play the way he wants to, he can shoot at the goal and miss without being afraid. So this is one of the reasons that performance in soccer and other athletics is becoming very, very well.
These notions of normalcy and playing without fear are challenged by harsh realities. Two rocket-propelled grenades or mortars landed Saturday near the Olympic Stadium and Olympic Committee offices in Baghdad. And last month, the Iraqi Olympic president Ahmed al-Samarai was the target of a roadside bomb, grenades, and automatic weapons. Al-Samarai suggests that the direct and indirect risks Iraqi athletes and officials face are overshadowed somewhat by their Olympic dreams.
We are lucky dreams now true. It's not only for me, for the Iraqi athletes. We are looking all the time to come with the rest of the Olympic movement and the rest of the civilized world and the sport world, and that it happens today. It was emotionally when we arrived in Athens airport, and we should thank and be grateful to the, all those people and nations helped the Iraqi people to let their dreams come true.
The Iraqi team consists of boxer Najah Ali, a swimmer, a weightlifter, taekwondo and judo competitors, and two track and field athletes, including sprinter Ala Hikmet, the first woman to compete for Iraq in close to 30 years. There's also a soccer squad whose unexpected win in an Olympic qualifying match triggered celebratory gunfire in the streets of Baghdad. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.